In my new course called Navigating Complex Relationships, Handling and Connecting with Allies, we will be studying together many different types of relationships, from the most obvious templates of backdrop we all had to deal with them, to the two more complex types of relationship dynamics. We know it, our relationships are engineered in great part by the programs. It's very difficult sometimes to resist the pull and the directions it's taking us. Every day, every week, new people are being sent away and enter our lives, and there is often a reason for that if we scratch the surface. Now we have generally been very encouraged and programmed to be quite weak at boundary setting, kind of collecting the keys of remembering how it is and why it's important to set boundaries. We do need boundaries to replenish and for many other things in case of intrusions and handlers who are not respecting our boundaries when we are placing some. So we generally have, all of us have a different setting in our families. We have to look for what is real there. Some of us have like a higher percentage of realness in their families, and some have very little realness in their families and extended families. And the same goes for romances. And how do they get started? How are we brought together, often by the programs? Why? Because we're not a good fit, because we have different goals, and usually because one is more easily accessed and mind controlled than the other. And this person who is more easily mind controlled is gonna be mainly the handler in the relationship, the one who is the most unstable, the most easily triggered, and usually also the one who refuses the most the healing. Now, we all do refuse healing to some degree, but some beings are making a choice by really choosing to stay in ego, not to be moving towards healing, even if healing is accessible to them. Now, to understand that, we also have to understand better our complex systems of alters, who are there to sabotage, who are there to convince of some things, who are there to have a specific perceptions of things and to convince the whole system that it is the way it is. At least how they see, how these specific alters are seeing the situation. And how alters are perceiving situations is never the truth. So there is a lot more distortion when they are quite active. So a lot of romantic partners are brought away to slow us down, to trigger us, to distract us. If you've seen the Truman Show movie, like romantic interests are being brought to him in the hope he will be accepting that new love interest as a new suggestion, and he will fall for the matrix proposition. And in the case of friendships, they are also greatly engineered and infiltrated to some degrees, sometimes more than others. It depends really the ability of the person to resist suggestions, thought injections, mind triggers, and so on. But a lot of these beings in our entourage can be easily accessed for distraction, even when they are quite good friends. If they don't know about thought injections, if they don't work actively to strengthen their connection to spirit, and even then, it's not always easy to spot the signatures of your thoughts. Now, handlers have a specific signature to them. They are there to trigger, to distract, to disrupt, And there are many different handling templates that I've crossed paths with and that I will be sharing in the course, because it's a course mainly focused on relationships. We will also study different gazes, because the eyes can tell us a lot about where a person is in their journey, if they are checked out, if they are locked in. Many gays are AI as well, so it's always interesting to see what the eyes have to tell us. In this course, we will be practicing frequency signature discernment and frequency signature reading. I have crossed paths with many different, sometimes corrupted models, whether they were backdrops, whether they were empty, whether they were filled, whether they were corrupted, or more on the ally side. So one of my motivation for this course is to activate memory about your own past and your own present by sharing about what I've come to realize. And if you are fire creation, you have been and you probably are still to some degree surrounded by stimulation and traps that are very draining in your life, and that explain some of our exhaustion. And exhaustion can be on many different levels, whether it's physical, psychological, spiritual, emotional level. There are many types of exhaustion. So the content shared in this course is meant to cause positive triggering. There are positive triggers. There are many positive triggers in our everyday life. It's an invitation to upgrade and up-level in the way you are navigating your everyday life, and to rise up in discernment to identify even better what is causing disruption in the energetic field. We will be studying beta sex kitten programming and sexual programming, which is a programming that can cause a lot of distraction and disruption, and which can be also very intense to overcome and to resist. And this is a programming that manifests in the life of every single spirited being here, even animals. This is one of their favorite methods of harvesting and triggering. And it goes way beyond what we can understand and experience in the 3D reality. These are access on many different levels. I will also share more about animals, because there are many traps as well. And at home, I have a selection of many different examples. I have three animals, and each of them is a different profile, I would say. And finally, we will also talk about an important topic, which is losses and grief here in the game. And it helps a lot to be connected with the higher dimensional planes to deal with grief, because if we only stay connected to the 3D, we know that it's very sad, and it's definitely not the whole story, and it never is. I will be sharing also some auras from the Energy Remaster app, because they are really useful. We can scan relationships and see what the aura look like. Sometimes it tells us a lot. And I've already written four panels that will come with the course, and there will be a few more. These panels are core belief about self, core belief about this reality, handling, and programming. And I really like these panels, and I use them almost every day. They are also great to work with pets and to know a little bit better what they are going through, or any being, really. You will find the link to the page of the presentation of the course in the description box, and I invite you to check it out. This is going to be a very personal course, probably the most personal one, though Back to Basic was also bringing more. And I think that's how it is. One of the main things we can do here is share what we have understood with our story, what we have gained in terms of knowledge, what we have remembered, because this frequency is really an invitation to activate memory together, to piece together all the different pieces of the puzzle. And we know that the program has a lot of very convincing templates for us. An important thing is that there is not only one style of handling, there are many different styles and many different templates, probably as many as there are fire creation beings here. So it's important to gather data and to share it with each other.